Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Brad in quote says, hey guys, I really don't know who I can talk to about this because it involves some very special people to me.
Okay.
Two of my good friends are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding is planned for several months from now. They're genuinely satisfied with and committed to each other, and I want to see both of them happy. The problem is, I've been in love with the bride-to-be ever since I met her.
Oh.
At the time, I was in another relationship, and by the time that ended, her relationship with my buddy had blossomed. But as the wedding date approaches, I can't help feeling like I need to say something before all opportunity fades. I know I should just get over her. But even after dating other people, my heart just is kind of set on her.
Yeah.
To top it all off, they want me to be the best man.
Wow.
And I feel like really dishonest by omission. And I don't want to sabotage two meaningful friendships.
Right.
Should I tell her? Should I tell anyone? Or should I do what I've done for the last few years and just keep my mouth shut? Oh, it's been years.
Brad, take a cold shower and forget it.
Oh.
Like, you cannot say anything.
I mean, because, yes, not only could you potentially thwart the wedding.
Yeah.
But you could ruin your friendships with both the bride and the groom.
Yeah, 100%. And they
want you to be the best man, so you must be important to them.
I mean, we all see movies where, what was it? My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yes.
I mean, that's a classic one with Julia Roberts and the other guy.
Dermot Mulroney. Or Dylan McDermott.
I always confuse them. Okay. Anyways. I mean, you know, so it's those perfect plots of Hollywood movies.
Well, you run the risk of what if you confess and she's got feelings for you.
That's the movie.
That's what he's hoping.
That's the movie.
I know.
That's not going to happen. That doesn't happen in real life. Brad, buddy.
Oh, gosh.
Pal, listen. Listen to me real quick. Sit on my lap.
Why did you just turn into a mob boss?
Sit on my lap. Have a seat.
That's so weird.
Son, you're going to find... There are other fish in the sea. You're their good friend.
She's the one he's always going to compare everybody to, though.
Wait, did he say that he dated her?
He was in another relationship when he met her.
So he's thinking it's just bad timing.
It was bad timing.
He's thinking it's bad timing.
And now that
we actually said anything to her back in the day?
No, because he was in a relationship when she started dating his buddy. Then that got serious by the time he was out of a relationship. And he's trying to date others and trying to get his mind off of her, but it's not working.
Brad.
That's why we're here.
That's why the old Ben and Kelly have been called into.
Yes.
Brad, seriously.
I know. The risks are very high with saying anything.
Listen,
about this.
You are getting married to your husband, and his best friend wasn't he the guy that you were supposed to actually be going on a date with when you went on your date with your husband for the first time? When you met your husband for the first time?
Yeah, no, that was my sister.
Oh, okay.
My sister was on a date with who ended up being the best man in her wedding.
Oh, okay.
And she ended up.
Do we need to call your sister?
Better, no. No, because they figured that out real quick.
Okay, they figured it out.
We're years in now.
Yeah.
And now...
And he hasn't figured it out.
Well, he figured it. Brad's
No, he
out.
Hasn't figured it
He's
out.
He's figured it out, but I think the other two have figured it out for each other.
This is surprising me. Like, I'm almost sensing from you that he needs to throw his hat in the ring.
I'm a romantic, and I do love romantic movies.
See, typically, I'm the one who tries to throw the wrench in everything for the show. Yeah,
no,
but
not,
I'm saying,
I'm
Brad,
not
you gotta,
saying
you gotta
should.
Stop.
I'm saying I understand.
And if I
heart.
Were that female, I would be flattered. I would be flattered.
Here's my question: has he ever gotten any indication from her that there might be a modicum of feelings?
Oh my gosh! No. No!
I'm just asking if there's fuel to the fire.
Kelly, you are adding the fuel currently.
I need all the information before I can give a judgment.
Maybe there are people like Brad who have already walked this path.
And how did it turn out? Because Brad needs to know.
It's Ben and Kelly in the middle of group therapy where Brad's got some friends who are getting married. They're good friends, right?
That's great. He's been asked to be the best man.
Yeah, here's the thing. He's still in love with the
bride-to-be.
Bride.
Yes, he says he fell in love with her the moment he met her, but he was in a relationship with somebody else first, and then things progressed with his buddy, and now they're getting married.
And now he wants to say, hey, should I tell them? I've been sitting on this for the past few years, and I can't get her out of my mind.
Yeah,
and
I'm trying to date other people, but it's always her.
Just comes back to her, and I'm like, Brad, stop. Get your head out of your butt. They're happy. Don't throw a wrench into it.
Harsh.
He's been asked to be the best man.
I understand the tough spot that Brad's heart is in. Teresa says, Brad, I get it, but real love doesn't destroy people.
That's
if she's
right.
genuinely happy, then telling her now would only serve you, not her or your buddy. Do the right thing. Be her friend. Be the best man and let her go with grace.
There you go. Teresa, that's fine. We can end it there.
But then Hannah says, OMG, Brad, you're in a literal movie plot. If this is truly once-in-a-lifetime love, say it. Just say it. Maybe she's felt it, too. Worst case, you get closure. Best case, you change everything. Don't let fear decide for
Hannah,
you.
Hannah, stop it.
Yes.
Why did there have to be someone to support Kelly's agenda?
It was a little bit what I was
You kind of had an agenda.
A little bit. Like my head is saying, no, Brad, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We shut our mouth and we just go be best man and we
that's what
be
we
happy
do.
For our friends.
That's
but
what we do.
But then Hannah is like, she's painting the rom-com picture, the what if.
Dave says via text, you missed your window, bro. She's engaged. Telling her now, that's not romantic, it's selfish.
Mm.
If you really care, don't drop a grenade in their relationship because you've got regrets. That's right.
Yeah, that is a grenade. That would literally be a grenade. Yes. And Jared says, you got to think, would you want your best friend to do this to you? Mm. Imagine if the roles were reversed. If the answer is no, then don't say anything. Support them. Heal privately. It's not about hiding. It's about protecting.
Yeah, man. Brad, you got to bury this. You got to work it out in therapy. You got to do something. Like, this can't come out, and it especially can't come out the day of the wedding.
Yeah, Angie's suggesting therapy, too. And Samantha says, Brad, if it's too painful, don't be the best man. That's fair. But don't blow this up. People don't always end up with their what ifs. They end up with their right nows. Let her go. You deserve a love that chooses you.
You're right. It is still a what if. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Because that's a question. He didn't seem to tell us that he's indicated or she's indicated at all that there are feelings for him too.
Okay.
I'm assuming no, since she agreed to marry his buddy.
Yeah, right?
We have to assume no. Unless she chose the buddy because at the time Brad wasn't available because he was dating somebody else.
She would have said something to him. Like, I feel like as a woman, you drop your hints, especially if the person that you're seeing or you want to see is already attached just dating.
You're right.
Like, you leave your mark in a way that your subtle mark, and maybe Brad picked up on that and he's like, wow, I think she feels something. But Brad, no, you don't feel anything. Get out of your head. Get out of your head.
Okay.
You got to bury that.
So
leave it.
So I'm high-fiving Hannah for her take, but...
Oh, my gosh.
But we're saying...
We're not encouraging
officially,
that.
Officially, we're saying officially go get therapy,
yes.
Work it out.
Yes, work it out with a therapist.
Throw a grenade in your friendships with these people or the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you... But I feel like you still have to be the best man, because if you are not the best man, then you're going to have to say why.
Yeah, well...
Unless you say you're just not available. But probably already said
listen,
you're available.
Obviously, you're a great friend. Obviously, you're close to both. So, yes, stand up there. Be a man. Be the best man.
And they'll go cry
in
the corner.
And be great friends with them the rest of their lives. Like, if you do this, if you do what Hannah says, you're ruining everything.
Yes. Your Ms. Wright may be right around the corner. And you don't even know it yet.
That's right.
And she'll make you forget all about this bride.
Brad, is this wedding this weekend? Can we get a follow up on Monday?
Oh,
dang! can we find out what happened?
Mr. Immediate gratification.
I know. I need to know
Listen,
Monday.
We're gonna need to know Monday. So
we're
gonna know what happens.
We're gonna need to go ahead and know now if you can. That'd be great. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, let us know what happens. Don't do it, Brad.
But high five, Hannah.
Don't do it, Brad. That's group therapy.